Blog Talk Radio.
You looking at the consecration?
I'm looking at the prayer, the sheet that has all the scriptures on it.
Oh. Did it say day one?
Day one has the focus. Day two did
That's
not
it.
Feel the focus.
Day every two didn't focus, feel the focus. Every day, every focus on every day is the prayer focus that they're going to pray about.
Now, that's what I'm telling you. They did not put a focus on every day.
Okay. On day one, do you see a scripture?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
And what comes after the scripture?
Good
morning,
focus.
Minister Pat. Good morning.
Yes.
Focus on verse 2.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you all hear
Can
me?
Can you hear us? We can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear? Can you hear us, Miss Pat?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me? What was your question?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, Minister Paulette. There is a focus on day one. Day two, it did not put a focus, but it tells you, you know, during this time, decree miracles. Day three.
So that's the focus.
They did not put a focus.
Whatever is after the scripture is the focus.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have to focus.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, who all do we have on the line this morning?
Minister Pat.
Pastor Tan.
Pastor Marla.
Good. All right.
Amen.
All right. All
right.
Minister Tan, would you like to read, you know, the scriptures for the name of God? I've marked some off, but would you like to do day three and day four? Are you able to do that?
Yes, I'm on mute. Hold up, wait a minute.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, thank you. Minister Marlette, Pastor Marlette.
Yes, ma'am. That's okay. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. The Word of God says early will we rise and will we seek Him. Amen. Amen. So this is the Laborers for Christ prayer watch.
One more
focus.
We're not live yet.
But I have to say blog talk. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have more callers on the line. If you can identify yourself when you come on the line.
Sister Arnett.
Sister Arnett.
Yes, ma'am.
Minister Katie.
Amen. Amen.
Minister Katie, can you take day two scripture for the name of God?
I'm sorry, say that again for me.
Can you read day two scripture for the name of God?
I'm sorry, what scripture was it?
Day two, Joshua 3:10 and Psalm 42:2.
Day two, okay.
Pastor Marvette. Pastor Marlette. Pastor Marlette.
Amen, amen. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Good morning. We just want to welcome you to Laborers for Christ, Word Life Center Prayer Watch, Prayer Focuses. We are now in the fifth prayer watch, the late morning watch from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. We as a ministry are focusing on a 15-day prayer focus. And this fifth prayer watch is also known as the healing watch. It is during this time we pray for such issues as healing in our body, in relationships, in family, in government, and the economy. Malachi 4:2 says, "The Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings." This is also the time of declarations and utterances. Job 22:28, "You will also decree a thing, and it shall be established for you." This is the time when decrees and utterances are success are fully established as they are called forth. The prophetic and apostolic decrees and declarations made during this time will bring forth a spiritual breakthrough over our cities and our regions. As we go through this prayer focus, we will go, there's 15 days, we will go through the days, which has a decree for each day, a scripture for each day, and the name of God for each day. And this consecration prophetically, it signifies the resurrection, restoration, renewal, redemption, and healing and deliverance. So we will, as we pray, each focus is a particular name of God, and during these last seven days, we will incorporate the seven levels of praise. So spending this time in prayer with God for 7 minutes each day on the last 7 days, amen, finishing or completing on Pentecost Sunday, which is Sunday, May 15th.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Today's name of God is Jehovah Adonai, the Lord, of all the earth. And it is found in Joshua chapter 3, verse 11. And it reads thus, "Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over before you into the Jordan." And Minister Pat will be reading today's scripture. Oh, I'm sorry. We will
Malachi.
Today, excuse me, Minister Pat, I forget to read the decree. Our decree today is that I decree that you are the Lord of all the earth. You reign supremely over all things today, yesterday, and forever. Minister Pat?
Yes. And Malachi 4:2 states, "But for you who fear my name, the Son of righteousness will rise with healing in his wings, and you will go free, leaping with joy like calves let out to pasture."
Did I lose you?
No, that was Malachi 4:2. Do you want me to go on with all the scripture or just
do.
One? Oh, I'm sorry.
Read.
I didn't know. Psalms 2:7-9.
No, the focus for today.
Okay.
You have
I don't.
Issues?
No, I.
Okay.
I don't have any. I was told to just get the scriptures.
Okay. So the focus for today.
Go ahead.
The focus for today, as we pray, is that as the sun arises over the people, it accurately represents Jesus, Jesus Christ, the Son of Righteousness, and brings healings for the soul, the heart, the emotions, and the mind.
Yeah. So, Father God, we come this morning thanking you, Father, for this a new day. Father God, we ask even now that as Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, we ask that he rise over us on this morning, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we direct your Son, Father God, as it rises this morning, Father God, over your people, Father God, that Jesus Christ, our Savior, Father God, will reign over us and shine over us, Father God, that his righteousness, Father God, will bring healing for our souls on today, Father God, that the Son of Righteousness, Father God, as his glory radiates through the sun, Father God, as it shines upon the earth this morning, Father God, that it will bring healing to the hearts of your people, Father God, that it will bring healing, Father God, to their emotions, Father God. We pray, Father God, that it will bring healing to the mind of your people on this morning, Father God, that it will bring healing to their bodies, to our families, Father God, to relationships, Father God, that it will bring healing to marriages in our land, Father God, and also for our land this morning, Father God. We pray even now, Father God, that the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings on this morning, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for our health, our government, Father God, and our economy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray even now, Father God, that you renew people's minds on this morning, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would set their minds free from bondage, Father God, that you will set their minds free, Father God, from chattering voices of the enemy on this morning, Father God, that you will set their minds free, Father God, from all manner of evil, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that you would create in your people on today, Father God, clean hearts, Father God, and renew within them right spirits, Father God. Father, you said in your word that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and that by his stripes we are healed, Father God. So I pray for healing even now, Father God, healing to the bodies of your people, Father God, healing to every organ in their bodies, Father God, healing to the circulatory system, Father God, their digestive system, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray even now, Father God, for those that are afflicted with cancer on today, Father God. We pray even now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would renew, Father God, their cells, Father God. Father God, we come even now, Father God, commanding, Father God, cancer to leave your people's body in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over every sickness, Father God, that has attacked your people's bodies, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray on this morning, Father God, asking, Father, that you would drive out all manner of cancer, Father God, killing every cancer cell, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We curse the root causes, Father God, of these diseases of cancer, Father God, in the bodies of your people, Father God. And we speak healing even now, Father God, over your people, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you cast out all spirits of infirmity that attacks our bodies daily, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we break, rebuke, and cast out all spirits of cancer that attempt to establish itself in the lungs of your people and the bones of your people. in the breasts and throats and spans and backs, Father God, in the brain, Father God, pancreas and stomach, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For thou art a healer. You said that you sent your word to heal us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you on this morning for healing. We thank you for healing, Father God, for our land, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask even now that you take hold to the rings of our young people's minds, Father God. Give them a hunger and a thirst for your righteousness, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask, Father God, that you would cleanse their minds, cleanse their hearts, cleanse their souls. Give them minds to cry unto you and seek you, Father God, while you may be found. Father God, even now we plead the blood of Jesus over our land, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you would take hold to the reins of your people's minds, Father God. Give them minds, Father God, to worship you. Give them minds to serve you and walk upright before you, serving you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So, on day two, the name of God was Elohim Kayim, which is the living God, and it is found in Joshua 3:10, Psalms 42:2, and I believe Minister Katie will be reading those scriptures, and I'm going to ask Minister Katie also if she would do the prayer for that. And Minister Katie, do you have your sheet in front of you this morning?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Could you also read the declaration?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Elohim Kahim, the living God, Joshua 3:10, and I lost my Psalm scripture. Hold on a second. 3:10 says, and Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites and the Girgazites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. And then Psalms 42:2, which I just closed. One second. Okay, just stuck together. Psalms 42:2 reads, Psalms 42:2 reads, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? The declaration says, I declare that you are not dead, God, but you are my living God, who daily loads me with heavenly benefits and drives out all of my enemies.
Amen. Minister Pat?
Yes. Psalms 2:7-9. And it reads, I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the end of the earth your possession. You will rule them with an iron scepter. You will dash them to pieces like pottery.
Amen. So during this time, we will begin to decree miracles that surpass explanations, that explanations be manifested in our life. Decree miracles that surpass explanations be manifested in our lives. Amen. And Minister Katie will be praying.
Our Father and our God, humbled at the opportunity to come before you in the conversation and expectation of what you're about to do in this hour, Lord God, in our lives, thanking you, God, that the word is able to be released over the airwaves, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, that that word will accomplish what it is set out to do, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, that miracle signs and wonders will be the result of that word being released, oh God. I give you glory and I give you honor and I give you praise for that, oh God, beyond measure, Lord God, understanding that this one tongue can't give you enough praise and can't give you enough honor for what you do, Lord God, can't give you enough praise and can't give you enough honor for who you are, oh God, for who you've become in our lives and for who it is that you're allowing to manifest us to be, Lord God. Thanking you for the word that you've released over and in our life, Lord God. Thanking you for come decreeing to you on this morning, Lord God, that the miracles that surpass an explanation, Lord God, will be manifest in our lives. I thank you, Lord God, that those kinds of miracles have already begun manifesting themselves in my life, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, that those same types of miracles, Lord God, begin to break forth in the lives of everybody on this line, Lord God, everyone who will listen to the replay of this prayer, Lord God. And for those, Lord God, who are attached to us, oh God, I thank you that there won't be an explanation, Lord God, for the miracles that happened in our lives, for the physical manifestations that happen in our bodies and for the physical manifestations that happen in our wallets, Lord God, for the physical manifestations that happen in our minds, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for that kind of decree going forth in our lives, even so right now, Lord God, that our very DNA exudes miracles, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that your word tells us that our very shadow, Lord God, should be able to heal. And I thank you, Lord God, for that kind of miracle, Lord God, manifesting in our shadows on today, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for the impartation of miracles and for signs and for wonders, Lord God, that just follow us, God. I thank you, Lord God, that those who catch a tailwind, Lord God, catch a tailwind in the spirit, Lord God, that just because we walk by, miracles will manifest in their lives, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that the kinds of miracles of biblical proportion, Lord God, will come forth, Lord God, in this season and in this hour, Lord God. I thank you for some biblical proportion things, Lord, breaking forth in America on today, oh God. Not just America, Lord God, all the way down, Lord God, to the least one here on this land, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that our land, Lord God, will reveal some miracles. I thank you, Lord God, that the very ground we walk on, Lord God, will reveal some miracles. God, I've seen some things with my own eyes, but I'm in anticipation, Lord God, of the thing you said my eye has not seen and my ear has not heard. I give you glory and honor, Lord God, that you would speak such a thing over our lives, Lord God. I give you glory and honor for that, oh God. I thank you, Lord God. I just can't stop giving you the praise and the glory and the honor, Lord God, for allowing me to be born in such a time, for such a time as this, oh God. God, I thank you for those that are on the line with me on today, Lord God, for those that will come on the line, Lord God, during this prayer watch, Lord God, I thank you for those same kinds of miracles breaking forth in each and every one of our lives. God, I thank you that our services won't be service as usual anymore, but they'll be miracle manifestations of heaven, Lord God, manifesting in the earth realm. God, I give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord God, that the very seats we sit in, Lord God, and the very homes that we live in, Lord God, and every road that leads between those places, Lord God, will manifest some miracles, Lord God, just because we are on that road and you dared speak a word, Lord God, that says miracles, miracle manifestations that surpass our understanding, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that those days are upon us, Lord God, and that we're about to walk into it, Lord God, and that the scientists and the doctors, Lord God, will sit in awe of you, Lord God, that there'll be no doubt who the God of heaven is, Lord God, that it'll all speak to your glory. It'll all speak, Lord God, on behalf of heaven, Lord God, manifesting in the earth. We've been waiting, Lord God, and reading the scriptures and waiting to for the kingdom of God to come to the earth, Lord God. And we dare open our mouth on today, Lord God, that the kingdom of God manifests in the earth realm on today. Oh, God, I give you glory. I give you honor, and I give you praise for it. God, it's so tangible in my spirit, Lord God, that I can reach out and touch it already. Oh, God, I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise for it, oh, God. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. It is in the matchless name of Jesus that I even dare bow my head before you. It is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, that I even dare open my mouth in a word of prayer and adoration and expectation to you, Lord God. It is because of your Son, Lord God, that we're even able to approach the throne of grace, and I dare not forget that and mention it in this moment and in this hour, Lord God, and in this season, Lord God. I give you glory, honor, and praise for it, and it is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we thank God for the prayers that have gone forth thus far, and if we have any new callers on the phone, if you could acknowledge yourself from this morning, we will be moving to day 3 now, and that will be read, scripture will be read by Pastor Tan, and if Pastor Tan would like to pray, she can acknowledge to me that she would like to do that prayer. So Pastor Tan will be reading scripture for day 3 and day 4. Am I correct, Pastor Tan?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay. So we can receive her now with scripture for day 3. Let's see. Yes. The name of God, Jehovah Rohi.
The Lord our healer, Exodus 15:26.
Yes.
And said, if thou wilt diligent hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and would give ear to his commandment, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have wrought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Give me a minute.
And give me one moment for Isaiah 53.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We just thank God for all our callers on the phone this morning. And if at any time someone would like to pick up prayer where someone has left off, just let me know. So we're petitioning God on this morning for these things. And we thank God for each caller, and we pray that the prayers will be manifested in each one's lab on today and throughout this year. We thank God for each of you on this morning.
Okay, in Isaiah 53, 4 and 5 reads, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed."
Yes.
Do you want me to read? Go ahead on and read the decree.
Yes, you can.
Okay, the decree. I decree that by your stripes I am completely healed, nothing missing nor broken. You are the chief physician who heals all sickness and diseases.
Amen. Amen. Minister Patch, you still with us?
Yes. Yes. 1 Peter 5:6-11, and it states, "Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hands of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." In Jesus' name.
Yes, yes.
Father God, we thank you.
We will be praying for such issues as healing in our bodies, relationships, marriages, family, government, and the economy. So let us receive Pastor Tan now in prayer.
Oh, Father God, we thank you and we praise you. We glorify you and we honor you, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Father God, that we are obedient unto you, Father God. And as the word of God stated, God, that we keep all your statutes, Father God, and we follow that which you have commissioned us to do, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you and praise you, Father God, that healing is in our body, Father God, from our brains, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, because that's where you shed the blood, Father God. So, Father God, we pray right now, Father God, that our minds are taken back, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We come against, Father God, any blood clots or aneurysm that's trying to attack the body, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against any tumors or cancerous cells, Father God, that's trying to attack the brain right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, Jesus Christ, you are the great physician, and Father, you know, Father God, how to go in and remove, Father God, you remove all cancerous cells, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you and we praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Father God, for the healing of our sight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, for the healings of all organs, that everything is operating correctly, Father God, from the pancreas to the lungs to the kidneys, Father God, to the esophagus, our digestive system, Father God. Father God, I even pray for our reproductive systems, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, I pray for it right now, Father God, for those couples, Father God, who, Father God, who are keeping your covenant, Father God, who have come to you in covenant, Father God, of marriage, Father God. And Father God, your word said be fruitful and multiply, Father God. And Father God, I pray for each person reproductive system, Father God, the male and the female, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, Father God, that the female reproductive system does what it was designed to do, Father God. Father God, I pray right now, Father God, that every tube that's clogged, Father God, that you unclog it right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, I pray for every tube that's scarred right now, Father God. I pray for a healing for it right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, I pray right now, Father God, that the air flows through the tube, Father God, the way it's designed to flow, Father God. I pray right now, Father God, that the air touches the house and the womb right now, Father God. And in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, Father God, that even with the male reproductive system, Father God, Father God, that the sperm connect with it, Father God, the way it's supposed to connect, Father God, because you are the author of life, Father God. You are the giver of life, Father God. So, Father God, we come against any and everything that the doctor said, Father God, because the doctor is only doing what he is here and put to do, Father God, and designed to do, Father God, and that is to give the medical report, Father God. But, Father God, we thank you and praise you, Father God, for the healing, Father God, because you have the last say so, Father God. And we thank you for your report, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we thank you and we praise you right now, Father God, for relationships, Father God. Father God, first we thank you for mending our relationship with you, Father God. And Father God, accepting your love, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father God. Because when we accept your love and know that we are loved by you and receive your Father and receive your love, Father. Father God, that's when the healing process begins in any and all other relationships in our lives. From our fathers to our mothers to our sisters to our brothers to our friends, Father God, to our husbands, to our children, Father God. So we thank you right now, Father God, for accepting your love, Father God, and knowing that we are loved by you, Father God, that you have chosen us, Father God, and we did not choose you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, and as we receive your love, Father God, we pray right now that we receive your forgiveness as well, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, because, Father God, doing the things that happen in our lives, Father God, we put the blame on you, Father God. So we thank you right now for the mending and for the mending of that relationship, Father God, and the forgiveness that reigns within us, Father God. So we thank you and we praise you and we honor you and we glorify you, Father God. Father God, we pray right now for all marriages, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, for you, Father God, being rest and rule and abiding, Father God, because, Father God, when you said that a three-strand cord is not easily broken, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, for being the head, Father God, in the three-strand cord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the husband, Father God, being the head over the wife, as Jesus Christ is the head over the husband. And, Father God, as you, God, are head of Jesus, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God. We come against any spirit that's trying to attack marriages right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, because this is one of the first institutions that you have established in the earth realm, Father God. So, Father God, we take back, Father God, that mountain, that family mountain, Father God, because only when we pray for marriages, Father God, we have to pray for the families, Father God. We have to pray for the kids that are connected, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, that every word that you have established, Father God, or spoken out of your mouth about the family, Father God, we decree right now, Father God, that it has been established, because you stated that your word cannot come back to you void, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, for the love that has been established in the family, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, that, Father God, we thank you for the male role in the family, Father God, because society, Father God, has tried to strip and beat and take away the power of the man, Father God. But right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we pray right now that the men gird themselves up with your strength, Father God, and with the confidence, Father God, that you have created them to be the protector of the family, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, right now, we pray for every single mother, Father God, that's raising a male child, Father God, that, Father God, that she, Father God, and not only all single females, Father God, but every woman that's raising a male child, Father God, that all of us, Father God, seek your face of how to raise this male child, Father God, and that we do not strip them from the power that you have given them, Father God, that the power of protectiveness, Father God, and the survival, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. But, Father God, we hear you clearly in every direction and in every area of how to raise them in their lives to be productive, Father God, and first be obedient unto you, Father God, how to be obey authority. And if we teach them how to be obedient unto you, Father God, then everything else will fall into place, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we pray for all of the men, Father God, that are positive role. We pray for all of the fathers and all of the men, Father God, that are connected to the men and to the boys and the females, Father God. Father God, we pray right now, Father God, that they are positive role models, and as they, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, walk upright in you, Father God, that as they walk upright in you, Father God, that, Father God, they teach their household, Father God, your word, your ways, your decrees, and your statutes, Father God. And as they grow up, Father God, they cannot depart from it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. So we thank you and we praise you for it right now, Father God. We honor you, Father God. Father God, we pray, Father God, for our government, Father God, because in the word it says that the government rests on Jesus' shoulder, Father God. So we pray for the government right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Not only the government, we pray for the economy, Father God. Father God, you, Father God, we pray for our president right now, Father God, that he see, Father God, so past on the natural standpoint, Father God, but see spiritually, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we pray right now that his footsteps are ordered by you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we pray right now, Father God, that the economy, that Father God, you, Father God, open up the windows of heaven, and Father God, and pour out blessings upon us, Father God. And Father God, we know that you have all riches, Father God. So we pray right now, Father God, that everyone that is on this line and everyone that is connected with us or attached to us, Father God, that their household knows no lack, Father God. And Father God, we pray right now for the economy, Father God. Father God, we pray that jobs are made, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And we pray right now, Father God, that as we listen to your voice and you guide us, Father God, that, Father God, we pray, we decree right now, Father God, and we pray right now for the entrepreneurship, Father God, in us, Father God, that we rise up, Father God, with businesses, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, and that as you raise your people up, Father God, with businesses, Father God, we are able, Father God, to hire those that are connected to you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you and we praise you and we glorify you, God. We honor you, Father God, and we love you, Father God. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. So we thank God for the prayers that have gone forth thus far. And I would like to ask Pastor Marlette, if she would prepare herself to do day five prayer. And I would also like to ask Sister Arlette, if she's still on the line, if she would prepare herself to read the scripture for the name of God for day five. found in Jeremiah 51:56. Are you still on the line, Sister Arnett?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You could prepare yourself for day five scripture in the name of God. Okay. So as we move forward for day four, the name of God, Jehovah Mephalti, the Lord, our deliverer, found in Psalms 18:2, and that will be coming with Pastor Tan.
Psalms 18:2 reads, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I would trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower."
Amen.
I decree that I am completely free and no longer bound, stuck or held back, because you are the Lord, my deliverer, who has brought me out.
Amen. And a minister passed.
Jeremiah 17:14 through 18 reads, "Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise. They keep saying to me, 'Where is the word of the Lord?' Let it now be fulfilled. I have not run away from being your shepherd. You know I have not desired the day of despair. What passes my lips is open before you. Do not be a terror to me. You are my refuge in the day of disaster. Let my persecutors be put to shame, but keep me from shame. Let them be terrified, but keep me from terror. Bring on them the day of disaster. Destroy them with double destruction."
Amen. So we will ask our Prophet Henderson to pray. He will be praying that Jesus will be glorified in our lives. Can we receive our Prophet Henderson at this time?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we exalt you and we praise you. We thank you that you are our deliverer. We thank you that you deliver us simply because you love us. You love us with a love that is indescribable, that's incredible, that's uncomparable, that is unchangeable and unmovable. We thank you that that love restrains us and keeps us. We thank you that that love has covered a multitude of our sins, both past, present, and future. We thank you that love was ultimately demonstrated on the cross of Calvary, and so we celebrate our lover. We celebrate the lover of our soul, the one who was, who is, and is to come. We thank you. We cry according to your word in Revelation. The Spirit and the bridegroom cries, "Come, lover. Come, come, Lord Jesus." And we thank you, and we praise you, and we glorify you. We thank you that Jeremiah declared it, the psalm spoke it. You are our deliverer. You are our shield. You are our buckler. You are the glory, the lifter of our head. So we decree the word of the psalm that says, we says to all those that are present, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, for the King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. We lift up our heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, for the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. The Lord God of Israel, Army El Kabora, El Givenhai, El Jehovah Jireh. You are the King of glory, and we thank you, and we praise you, and we exalt you. We thank you that you have given us a reason to praise you. You have given us a reason to worship you, God. You have given us a reason to glorify you, God. And if we can't find a reason, we do it just because you are, just because of who you are, just because of all that you have done. You are altogether lovely. You are altogether lovely. You are all worthy to be praised, and we thank you and we praise you. We declare the highest esteem that a word can express to you, Lord, even though words does not. We declare the highest, and we just simply say, holy, holy, holy. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy is our lover. Holy is our friend. We thank you that you're God, but yet you're a friend, that we can call you friend. We thank you that you're not like man. You don't lie. You don't say a word and not perform it. You don't speak a thing and not do it. And we honor and praise you for that, Lord. We give you glory, God. We declare the highest thanksgiving, Lord Jesus. If hallelujah is translated 10,000 thank yous, we simply say hallelujah. Hallelujah, our Lord God reigns. Hallelujah, our Lord God reigns. We thank and praise you. We thank you that John described that you were in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And then that Word became flesh and dwelt among men. And so we lift up the name of Jesus. We declare it because it is the highest name, Lord God. Your name alone is worthy to be praised. And if we call upon your name, Lord, your word says that knees bow, tongues confess that you are Lord. And so we bless the name of Jesus. We bless you at all times. Your praise is contagiously and continuously in our mouth. Our soul make a joyful noise. We command our soul to bless the Lord, to bless our deliverer, to bless our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords, our Alpha, our Omega, our beginning, our end, our first and our last, the lover of our soul, the redeemer of our lives, he who knows all things. And we praise and we bless you and we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that it is because of you we are in relation, we are in right standing and relationship with the Father. We thank you that you've given us the greatest gifts, the gift of your Son and then the gift of your Spirit. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you that we don't have to call upon you because you exist. We thank you that you are here all the time. You are with us. You are in the midst of us simply because we are in agreement. And we praise you and thank you for it. And so, whole rock of gosh, oh, have your way. Move by your power. Move by your Spirit, move by your grace, stir up our gifts, Lord God. Thank you for the anointing that breaks and destroys every yoke. Thank you for your presence, because in your presence our fullness of joy. Thank you for the restoration of the joy of our salvation. Thank you for healing. Thank you for relational deliverance. Thank you for relational restoration. Thank you for relational wholeness, Lord God. And we praise you and we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, Lord God. We rejoice that this is the day that you have made, and we rejoice in it, Lord God. We enter your gates, Lord God, this morning with thanksgiving. We enter into your courts with praise, and we bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. We declare from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, you are worthy to be praised, oh God. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. We declare David's confession. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. You maketh us lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside still waters. You restore our soul.
soul. You lead us in the valley, Lord God, of righteousness for your name's sake, Lord God. Even when we walk through the valleys of the shadow and death, we have to fear no evil because you are with us. Your rod and your staff, it comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our heads with oil. Our cups runneth over. Thank you for overflow. Thank you for abundance. Thank you for the supernatural. Thank you that you are a God that does exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask, think, dream, or even imagine. And thank you in our overflow. We have a promise that your goodness and your mercy will follow us all the days of our lives because we dwell in your house forever. God, thank you forever. Thank you that you are from everlasting to everlasting. Thank you, God, that you are from everlasting to everlasting. Thank you that you reign supreme. You trump all things. You spade anything that exists, and we praise and bless you for it and give you all the glory and all the honor, Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We bless you with the fruit of our lips, Lord God. We declare in darkness that you are light. We declare, Lord God, to a world that don't know you, that you live. We declare our God is not dead. He is alive. We thank you that you exist. We thank you, Lord, that Paul describes it the best. It's because of you that we live, we move, and we have our being, Lord. God, thank you that you did X our future because of the choices of our past and even the choices of our present, Lord God. Thank you that when we were in the fire, you plucked us out and declared that the enemy could not have us, Lord. Then thank you that you marked us. You sealed us with a promise, Lord God, and you forever go before us to make our crooked path straight and to make our rough places smooth. But all while you're in front of us, you're behind us, Lord. You are our rear guard. You got our back, Lord God. You have the final say. You declare that it is so, and we praise you, and we thank you for it, and we honor you for it. Oh, God, with every portion of our being, from our hands to our legs, Lord God, to our eyes, Lord God, we bless you, Lord Jesus, and then we command those things that are not in alignment, like our heart breaking, our blood streams to come in divine alignment to bless the Lord, because divine healing is ours, Lord. And you said it, that you, John said, your decree that you wish above all things that we will prosper and be in good health, even as our souls shall prosper. We command our emotions and our wills to bless the Lord. We command our adjustments and our attitudes to bless the Lord, Lord God, and to give you praise and to give you all glory, to give you all honor. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. We thank God for our prophet's prayer on this morning, and we just bless him and praise him and glorify him, for he's gracious unto us, for his graciousness and his love unto us. And so now we will be receiving Pastor Marlette for day five. But before we receive her with prayer, Sister Arnett will be reading.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
the
ma'am.
Scripture, the name of God. Do you have your paper in front of you?
I don't have the paper.
Oh, okay. The name of God for day five. Today is Jehovah El Gemuel, the Lord God of Recompense, found in Jeremiah 51 and 56.
Okay, Jeremiah 51 and 56 reads as this in the King James. Because the spoiler is come upon her, even upon Babylon, and her mighty men are taken, every one of their bowls is broken. For the Lord God of recompenses shall surely requite.
Amen. And at the end of our prayer, if our apostle is on the line, we would have her close us out. So the decree for today is, I decree, because you are the Lord of recompense, this is my payback season and my year of full return. And Minister Pat will read the scripture.
That's Zechariah 1:17-20. Proclaim further, this is what the Lord Almighty says. My town will again overflow with prosperity, and the Lord will again comfort Zion and choose Jerusalem. Then I looked up, and there before me were four horns. I asked the angels who were speaking to me, what are these? He answered me, these are the horns that scatter Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen.
Amen. After Pastor Mamet prays, we'll have April pray as well. After Pastor Marlette, and as I stated earlier, if our apostle is on the line, we ask that she close us out. If she's not, then we will ask our prophet to close us out. Amen.
The apostle is on the line. The apostle is on the line.
Okay. Okay.
And we can hold to 7:30.
Mm-hmm. So can we receive Pastor Marlette at this time?
Amen. So, Father God, we come and we thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we come right now asking you to release the spirit of the carpenter upon us to destroy the horns of the enemy, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for the God of recompense, Father God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we decree, Father God, in this hour, and it says that which is decreed in utterances will be manifested, Father God, will come forth in this hour, so that we decree that the Lord of recompense, that this is my payback season and my year of full return. So, Father God, we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so we decree it in this hour, Father God, that all that we have forfeited, Father God, because of ignorance and greed, Father God, and because of lack of knowledge, Father God, and that all that the enemy has stole from us, Father God, will be returned to us now in this season. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that paid the price. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that would be so. The enemy is required to pay back seven times more, Father God. So we decree it in the lives, Father God, of the body of Christ, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that we will find ourselves positioned to receive, Father God, that which was stolen from us, Father God. And then, God, we repent for when we have been the thief, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for when we have been the enemy of our own destiny, Father God. We repent, Father God, for instead of sowing our seed, we ate our seeds, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Father God, for a release, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as the spirit of the come, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that those horns, Father God, will now be turned around and will blow winds of change, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the atmosphere. We decree it, Father God, and we declare it right now that the very thing, that the very utterances, Father God, and the voice of the enemy that sought to bring destruction and damnation and speak against our destiny will now blow the wind of God through it, and it will manifest change in our atmosphere, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that it will turn around the very assignment of the enemy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And then the very tool, Father God, that was used will now have to bow down and worship you and be used, Father God, for your glory. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we glorify you and we honor you, Father God. We decree such a thing now in this hour, Father God, that it must and it shall come to pass, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, with full knowledge and expectation, Father God, of that which was done in the Bible in this hour, Father God. We set back in the atmosphere that this is a time when decrees and utterances are fully established as they are being called forth. So we call it forth now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that which the enemy sowed for us, Father God. We seek you, Father God, in that which we receive the return on, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we call it forth now in our lives, Father God, as we said, we call forth healing now, Father God, that which the enemy has stole from us, our perfect health. Beloved, above all, I pray that you prosper and be in good health. So we decree it now, Father God. We speak it for the full establishment of it being called forth. Good health, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Prosperity, Father God, that our soul will prosper. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we decree, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for healing in our bodies and relationships and family and government and in the economy, Father God. We decree it now in this hour, Father God. We decree, Father God, that that which is in heaven now to be released in this hour to come forth, Father God, that which the manifestation, Father God, now we decree it, Father God, that which is written in heaven manifests itself on earth. Come forth now, come forth now, come forth now. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for that which in hours and in times and in days when we didn't decree it to come, we pray, Father God, for the manifestation of it now in Jesus' name. We declare, Father God, a breakthrough for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we won't be stagnant, Father God, but we will break through this place, this dry place, and this barren place, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray, Father God, again, just for the sound, I hear it in the atmosphere, for the sounding of the horns, Father God, that were once, Father God, meant for our bad, that you have turned around, and we thank you for the breath of God, that breathes through them chains, that sounds the alarm, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we worship you. We honor you, Lord God, and we praise you, for there is none like you. We thank you, God, oh Lord God of recompense. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for that this is our year. We call forth a year of return right now, Father God, in our lives individually, Father God, and then as the body of Christ, that we won't experience any lack in everything, Father God, that the kingdom has sacrificed, Father God, for the sake of the call, Father God. We thank you for a return. Everything that the enemy has taken, Father God, we thank you and call forth the return of it right now. That which we delivered to the enemy, we thank you, Father God, for call forth of the return of it right now. And then we thank you that you're enlarging our territory as he has to pay it back 7 times more in our lives, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, our joy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for a 7 times more return, Father God, our hope, Father God, our faith, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for, Father God, our prayer lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Father God. And so we glorify you, we honor you, we thank you, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We would like to ask our overseer if she would like to have something to say or pray before our apostle comes and closes us out.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We have a minister, April. Is she praying now?
She had to leave.
Oh, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We glory in our privilege of just coming into his holy throne. We thank him that we're able to approach him with boldness and to declare and to decree some stuff over our lives and our families and our church and his kingdom and this world and claim it back for him. We are just so grateful that God is so merciful, that he has invested in us. He trusts us with this power, with this Holy Ghost power, to make a change sweep across the land, and we are excited about it. And as we acknowledge each of the prayer watches, we don't forget the ones that have passed, but we want to stay faithful as soldiers on the wall for each prayer watch. But as we focus on this prayer watch, we call into the earth realm all things that have been assigned unto us. We declare that his angels will bring it forth for us, and that our hearts and soil of our souls will be prepared so that the power can burst through and change the atmosphere everywhere we go. We are just excited that God loves us, that he trusts us, and he has entrusted in us his creation. And we want to be good stewards over it. And we want to decree and declare the things that will bring heaven on earth as it is in heaven, that his will be done, and the earth will bow to our Maker and to our Savior. We just are excited about everyone who has given to God of themselves during this prayer watch, who have made sacrifices, who have come forth, who have come in expectation, in hope, and in faith, believing that what he said he would do, he will do. And as we 2 or 3 or 10 or 20 are touching in agreement with that, then all we can do is shout hallelujah. I declare everybody on the line, shout hallelujah. Let heaven know we are worshiping him. Everybody on the line, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Is hallelujah. We
hallelujah.
Praise the Lord God Almighty.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I declare God this day. And just shout hallelujah periodically.
Hallelujah.
Just let you know, oh God, we adore that
hallelujah.
We praise you for what we know you are doing, have done, and have established. Hallelujah,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We are just excited about being saved. Are y'all excited about just being saved? Hallelujah.
Fire of heaven, fire, Lord, only in your kingdom
can rain and fire happen simultaneously. And so, Father, we praise you for the fire as the outpour of the rain of the Holy Ghost falls afresh upon your people. Father, we thank you for the hearts that have cried out, the souls that have cried out. But God, we thank you that in their cry for you, for the nation and for marriages and for relationships, for our bodies, for our families, Lord God, for our minds, Lord God, for our hearts and our emotions, we thank you that it is done. God, we don't have to see it. We just receive it, Lord God. And where we cannot receive it, we stand in faith for those who cannot receive it because they don't see it. But we thank you that it is done. It's done because you did it. It's done because your blood solidified it. So, Father, thank you that it is done. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that even as your word says that the Son of God will rise with healing in his wings, we thank you, Lord God, that healing takes place in every aspect. Our government is healed, Lord God, as the prayers of the righteous go forward, Lord God. Our economy, but not just our economy, our economic situation in our own lives are healed and restored, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for every place that our seed has fallen, Lord God. It changes the soil in which it was fallen. And so, Father, even when we sowed in bad places, even when we ate the seed that we were supposed to sow, because it's a righteous seed, we declare healing and restoration, Lord God. And so, Father, we thank you that everything that the palmer worm and the canker worm and the swarming locust try to destroy, thank you for perfect restoration and recovery of it all. And so, Father, we just thank you for this outpouring of your spirit. We thank you for the rain and for the fire. We thank you, Lord God, for the impact that it will have in our lives. And we just solidify this with our praise, the highest praises, hallelujah. And so, Father, we solidify it with our hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, we thank you. We just cry out, Abba, Father, hallelujah. Abba,
hallelujah.
Father, hallelujah.
Abba,
Father,
hallelujah.
Because it is so. It is so. We are a people that walk in the now suddenly. Thank you for those twins called now and suddenly. We release a now suddenly anointing upon every caller that has been on this line or has listened to this line, that they would be the recipient of the now suddenly miracles of God in their life. We declare it so in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We just thank God for every prayer. We thank God for the prayer of Papa. We praise God for every prayer that has gone up on this morning. And we pray that the prayers begin to manifest themselves in our lives, in our land, and in the people of God. I believe I heard Bishop's voice on the line. Is Bishop on the line?
Bishop Isaac.
Did I hear him?
I don't think
I thought I heard. But Overseer, do you have something else that you would like to say?
I just thank God for Your excellence in stepping up to the plate and preparing the groundwork for this summit. Pastor Marlette.
You still on the line?
Pastor Marlette.
And done a phenomenal job. Pastor Marlette.
Yes. She's on the line.
Yes. Pastor Marlette, you can give us words before we close, intro and outro.
Amen. So this completes again. This is our fifth prayer watch and our focus for 15 days during this month of May. Amen. We will be praying. Our prayer watch focuses on the hours from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
We do just want to do this. If you are on the line and have do not have the prayer focus, if you can say so and we can get it emailed to you, you can let us know before we get off the line. And then, again, during this prayer watch, during this time, amen, for this month of May, we are praying again from 6 to 9 a.m. The fifth prayer watch is also known as the healing watch. So we do want to just be mindful as we are in prayer, amen, for that which God is doing, healing in our body and relationships and family and government, amen. This is also a time where you're making intercession during this time for the time to declare, time of declarations and utterances, amen. This is also the time to call forth those declarations and utterances to be established, and then for that prophetic and apostolic decrees and declarations during this time, amen, for spiritual breakthrough for our cities and our regions. So we do just want to make sure, not as we make intercession on our own behalf, amen, but beseech God and see that which he has for us to do for the kingdom in this time. And then for those on the line, we invite you to join us at the conclusion of this prayer focus consecration for this month of May on our Pentecost Sunday service, which is at Laborers for Christ Word Life Center, 1750 West 103rd Street in room 15. We will be there at 7:30 a.m. to around 9:30 a.m. Amen. And it will be our upper room experience, and we will come with hearts prepared for that which has happened in our lives throughout this month up until that point, amen, for God's glory and power to be manifested and released, amen. That which has been declared and uttered, it will be a time for it to come forth. So we just look forward for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit at that time. Thank you and be blessed.
Amen. Amen. So as we approach the closing of our program, we thank each caller. We thank each participant on this morning. We thank Apostle for giving us this opportunity. We thank Overseer for giving us the opportunity and entrusting in us to petition the Lord on this morning on behalf of his people and the land. We just thank God for his holiness. We thank God for his graciousness. We thank God for his loving kindness toward us. We thank God for this new day of life, his grace and his mercy and his love. So I pray that each one has a blessed day in the Lord on today. I pray his protection over each of you on today. I pray his blood over you on today and his love and his guidance. And we just bless his name and praise his name. Amen.
Lord, make me a house. Make me a house. Make me a house, make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer.
Lord, make me a house, make me a house of prayer. Lord,
the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer.
May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer.
I want to seek your face, oh Lord.
Lord,
Make me a house of prayer. Fire on my altar, never burn out. Make me a house of prayer.